Hey grown-ups, it's Maral Sattar of Barely Bear Reimagined Fairy Tales. If you enjoy the stories, we'd appreciate your support by visiting the Patreon link in the description. Thanks so much and enjoy the stories.
A story of the three wishes. Once upon a time, there was a man who lived in the forest with his son. The man was a lumberjack, and his son studied and learned his lessons at home. They had a cozy home, fresh air, and their own garden where they grew their own fruits and vegetables. The lumberjack would go into the forest every week to chop wood. He and his son would then sell the wood to the people in the neighboring town. The lumberjack needed to restock his wood supply. It was running low. So the lumberjack took his axe and set out into the forest. The lumberjack had been feeling really tired that day. So as soon as he got to a clearing in the forest, he began to look for the easiest tree to cut down. He tapped each tree with the handle of his axe and came upon one that seemed hollow on the inside. He thought to himself,
"This one is hollow. It won't take me long to cut down this tree and chop the wood."
He raised his axe and swung it and took his first chop. Then his second chop. Then his third chop. Splinters flew everywhere. Suddenly, a tiny door appeared, and a little old fairy with a long white beard came running out of the tree.
"Excuse me? What are you doing chopping my home?"
he cried. The little fairy's eyes flashed with anger.
I'm so sorry. I didn't realize that this was where you lived,"
replied the lumberjack.
"Well, it's my house. Please leave it alone,"
yelled the fairy.
"My sincerest apologies. I'll leave this one alone and move on to the next tree a few feet over. I didn't mean to start chopping your home."
"It's quite all right,"
responded the fairy, who finally seemed to calm down.
"I see that you did not mean any harm after all. I understand that you need the wood, but what I will do instead is grant your family three wishes. The next three wishes your family makes will come true, whatever they are. That is your reward."
The fairy then disappeared back into his treehouse. The door magically vanished behind him. The man finished chopping wood. He had spent so much time chopping the wrong tree, he didn't collect as much wood. He sat down on a stump and wondered what he and his son could wish for. He thought, and he thought, and he thought some more. He could not come to a decision. Finally, he said,
"I'll just go home and talk it over with my son."
He slung his axe over his shoulder, gathered his supplies, and set off for home. As soon as he came in, he put the axe and supplies away, removed his boots, washed up, and gently kissed the top of his son's head.
"How was your day chopping wood, Papa?"
his son asked. The lumberjack scratched his beard and replied,
"I had the strangest afternoon. I didn't chop as much wood as I would have liked. I think we will be short for the next week."
"Don't worry," replied the son. "I finished my lessons early. And I went hunting for wood and twigs we can use at home. We also have some extra wood left over from last week that we didn't sell."
The lumberjack then told the story about his strange meeting with the fairy to his son.
"It's really wonderful you ran into that fairy, Papa. We have to be very careful what we wish for."
The lumberjack and his son lit the fireplace and then started discussing all the wonderful things they could wish for. A horse to carry the wood, a bigger house, some nice books, some fancy clothes. But nothing seemed like the right thing to choose. They agreed the wish should be really special. When they finally looked at the clock, they realized they had been talking so long they had forgotten to cook dinner.
"Well, Here we sit,
said the lumberjack as his tummy rumbled in hunger.
And we totally forgot about dinner. I wish we could have some chicken pot pie.
No sooner had he spoke, there was a great thumping and bumping in the chimney, and a huge chicken pot pie fell into their laps.
What is this?
Cried the lumberjack, staring.
Oh no!
Exclaimed his son.
It's the chicken pot pie you wished for. There's one of our wishes wasted. Oh, Papa, I wish the pie would get stuck on the end of your nose.
The moment he said that, the pie flew up and stuck to his father's nose. And there it was. He couldn't get it off. The lumberjack pulled and tugged, and his son pulled and tugged. But it was no use. The chicken pot pie was stuck for good.
Well, there isn't much we can do,
said the lumberjack.
We'll have to wish it off my nose and use another wish.
His son began to cry.
No, no, we only have one wish left. It's our last wish. We can't waste it that way. Let's wish ourselves something nice.
But his father didn't agree. He needed to get the pie off his nose no matter what. So finally his son said,
Fine. I wish the chicken pot pie would come off your nose.
So that was that. The third and final of their wishes. All they had left of the fairy's wishes was a steaming hot chicken pot pie for dinner. They set the table, sat down, and began to eat. As their bellies become full, they started to feel grateful.
You know, Papa,
said his son,
this is probably the tastiest chicken pot pie I've ever eaten in my life. After all, there's nothing more to wish for than sharing the meal with the ones you love and being blessed with a full stomach.
The end. Thank you for listening to a Barely Bear production.